Members, I'll call the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration to order. Quorum is present. Representative Solberg moves the minutes for Monday, March 15, 2010. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, I'll move the proposed calendar for Thursday, March 18, 2010. And when we look at time parameters, for the first House file, 30 minutes. Second House file, 15.
Mr. Chair, could you just reference the House files as you look in?
Sure. First House file is a Winkler bill relating to public safety, Minnesota Homeland Security, and Emergency Management Act of 2010. Second bill is House File 2709, a Norton bill relating to civil actions and emergency or disasters. Third bill, 15 for the rest of them. We'll just make it easy that way until we get to the 8th bill, which is a Bly bill relating to eminent domain, clarifying the use of eminent domain authority by public service corporations. We'll do 30 minutes for that one. And Representative Gunther's bill, I'm sure, is going to be very easy, so we'll give that one 15 minutes.
If I got it, it's got to be easy.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's a big deal. I thought I'd say it before you did.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion prevails. Members, I'd like to discuss House File 1671, which is the first of the budget balancing bills. It's a Representative Carlson bill, and we'll be taking this bill up on Monday. I know the minority leader was absent today on the floor and is absent for this committee as well, so I want to start the discussion on what folks think an appropriate time parameter is, because these bills generally take a longer period of time, but just want to at least start that discussion here, and perhaps we can discuss this with your side of the aisle and see what your intentions are. I know in committees there have been relatively few amendments, and I don't know if that's the same for the floor or not, but we have a few days between now and Monday, and just for members and staff and the public's planning purposes, it'd be good to give a ballpark figure on how long that would be. So, Representative Carlson, do you have any comments on this? We won't have to set it today, but at least start the discussion here.
Well, the presentation, each of the division chairs will be presenting their articles, so I would suggest probably an hour, hopefully it would be less for the presentation part of it as we walk through, because that would be a dozen presentations. After that, as you point out, Mr. Chairman, there have been very few amendments in finance, so I'm not anticipating at this point in terms of anybody providing me with any information that there are going to be a large number.
Okay. Well, perhaps Representative Gunther.
I'm trying to figure out exactly what's going to be in there. Is this everything but higher ed and education and health and human services?
That is correct, Representative Gunther.
Yeah, that's what I figured it was.
Representative Carlson.
Higher ed is in the bill.
Yes.
Yeah, higher ed, I meant educate, K-12.
Okay,
right. Yeah. And so, Representative Gunther?
This is.
Oh, you're just scratching your head.
That's
okay. Representative Westrom.
Mr. Chair, I don't have an insight on a number of amendments. I do think to weigh the number of amendments in a committee versus the floor probably is not an accurate reading, but I would guess there will be some more significant more amendments on the floor than in some committees, just from intelligence I've gathered.
Who do you talk to, Representative Westrom? Because I'm always trying to gather intelligence as well. Perhaps we could cut out the middleman here.
There's a fence post right outside my office.
Perfect.
Until I tell Rory what you're calling.
No, I wasn't talking about him.
Okay.
All right. So hopefully members of the minority can communicate with us between now and Monday morning on perhaps some general guidelines here, so folks have a good sense of how long this process will take. Especially important, I think, to the public and our staff as well, to get a good sense of, is this going to be a 6-hour day, an 8-hour day, a 12-hour day, and just be good to know. So we'll probably come back for a Rules Committee meeting Monday right before session and bang that out. But any communication we can have between now and then, wanted to give you advance notice and, you know, multiple days here to let us know what's going on.
Right. Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Representative Winkler.
Then my pitch would be to try to do that even earlier if possible, then wait until Monday if we want to give advance notice of how long it's going to be.
Okay.
So to the extent the minority could provide us with some input, you know, we may be able to meet again.
Sure. Oh, I'd be happy to. If you guys have input by tomorrow, for example, or even Friday morning, we could make that work as well. All right. Anything else? Oh, Representative Magnus, I'm sorry. Representative Magnus, I did some research for you, and we allotted, I know you weren't at the meeting this summer, in dealing with the amicus brief.
Yeah, could you get a printout for that for me?
Yep, I'll definitely get a printout, but I can tell you right now that we allotted, I think, $50,000, up to $50,000 to be expended, and the folks here on staff were able to do a great job and actually do it at half that price. So we expended $25,000, and be happy to give you that data. And it was a flat rate, and so I can get you that data. It was done through our nonpartisan fiscal staff, and I'll get you a copy of that data. Representative Westrom.
Mr. Chair, I know there are some other members in the House that just signed an amicus brief. Is there an opportunity to have a discussion about reimbursement for that, those expenses as well?
What, Representative Westrom, I'm not familiar with what you're talking
about.
Well,
myself and several other members of the minority party signed an amicus brief supporting the governor's position.
Representative Westrom, I believe the Republican Party was a part of that amicus brief, the actual party itself. Is that correct?
You know, I don't know the answer to that.
I would just think that it would be very bad form and a bad precedent to set to intermingle legislative business with actual party business of any political party, so that looked very bad, and I don't think we'd want to be reimbursing actually political parties around here.
With all due respect, Mr. Majority Leader, we did it last November, so what would be the difference?
When did we do that, Representative Westrom?
I think it was about November 17th. We had a Rules Committee that started us down this path.
That was an official business of the entire legislature. That wasn't working with any political party, Representative Westrom.
It's all about where we stand, I guess, Mr. Chair.
Actually, Representative Westrom, it is not. This is a committee that is bipartisan. We take votes. Votes have consequences, and we move forward with our actions. It had nothing to do with political parties. And that's not a matter of an opinion, Representative Westrom. That's a fact.
I see.
All right. Yeah. Members, we're adjourned.